Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ginger Creighton's on a phone line. Hey, Ginger, it's John Williams. How are you? You're on WGN.
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on with us. So tell me what your title is. What exactly do you do? You're the senior editor, right, for digital and special projects at Midwest Living Magazine. What does that mean?
That's correct. That means I do a little bit of everything, John. I dabble in digital and social media. I also work on print products, projects both for the magazine and for some of our customs clients, and I edit a annual, what we call a bookazine, called Best of the Midwest Travel. Comes out every March, and it's 225 pages, all about destinations to visit in the Midwest.
What do you recommend for folks right now? I'm trying to get away next week or the week after. I'm not sure where to go.
Sure.
I'm not sure what'll be open.
Sure, absolutely. It's a hard time. And, you know, things are starting to reopen across the Midwest, which is good because I think a lot of us are ready to travel. And what we're hearing from our readers is that they want to travel close to home. They would like to travel in their car, but they very much want to travel. So they are looking at, you know, what is safe to travel? Where should I go? What kinds of questions should I ask? And I think one thing people need to look at or need to realize, of course, is Your vacation this summer isn't going to look like your vacation last summer, and it may not look like your vacation next summer. So just kind of get used to that. So, yes, you're going to need to take your cloth face coverings with you and be prepared to use them. You are going to need to take some sanitizer with you. You're going to need to do more research than you normally do to find out what's open.
Would you suggest that I call and, like, say I'm going to go to the Dells or to Door County or to Indianapolis? I probably should call and see if restaurants are going to be open.
Absolutely. So I would start perhaps on like a CVB website, Convention Visitors Bureau, but then I would look at the kinds of places that you want to go, because even though the state may allow them to be open, they may not actually be open, or they may be open in a more limited fashion. Your hotel may be open, but it may not have the pool open. So, yes, exactly. You're going to want to check very carefully now, and then if you travel in a couple of weeks, you're going to want to recheck right before you go, because things are changing all the time.
Do you know, for instance, I did look at Door County, and it's not clear to me that some of the places I might want to visit, one of the restaurants that I've thought, oh, if you went there, you would eat there. But their webpage just says, you know, we're anxious to see you later this summer, something vague like that.
Right. I'd probably look somewhere else. That I know that Door County is just in the process of opening up. And they are welcoming visitors again. They're very excited to do that.
Yeah.
But yes, people are going to open at different paces. So as I say, it's going to require a little more research, and that is going to require poking around on the web, maybe calling. And, you know, also just in general, be prepared that it's going to be the outdoor spaces that are open first and the indoor spaces last.
And I also, on that note, I think this may be the summer that your vacation is going to be hiking and biking, which is a vacation thing, but there's a lot of other things you might want to do indoors, and maybe this, as you said, is the year you won't do it. Let's do this for just a moment. Let's pause. Ginger, come back, finish this conversation with some as specific as you can suggestions, locations. You've been very good so far, but locations or tips on how to vacation this summer with the family. And maybe you've got a question too. Talking to Ginger Creighton, and we're talking about places to take a vacation with your family. It's going to be different, she said, this year than it was last, and maybe than it will be next. John, I was in Door County, a texter said, last weekend, Door County, everything's open, no masks, no social distancing, beware. That's the problem. Ginger, that's the problem. It's like, oh, good. Oh, wait, no, I don't know if that's good. The places that are wide open and I can go to restaurants, now I don't know if I want to go there. I'm conflicted. You know what I mean?
Right. So I think you have to assess your personal comfort level there. If you are a person who doesn't have, and you know, are you comfortable with going into a restaurant where the servers don't have any face coverings on? If you are not, then don't go. Find somewhere else to go. Or eat outside on the patio if they have a patio.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little less contact out there. So I really think you're just going to need to find your personal comfort level. And it might be just renting a cottage for you and no one else and cooking your food in the cottage.
Yeah. Which a lot of us say, well, wait, that's not a vacation. I'm already cooking in my cottage here. You want me to go into the woods and cook some more? John, I just got back from Door County, and we had no issues with finding restaurants open in and outside. Go and enjoy. John, take the wife and head to the Abbey Resort and Spa in Fremont, Wisconsin. 20-minute drive from Lake Geneva Town. Steps away from the lake, 21-mile walk around the lake. The resort has Chuck's Restaurant, just 10-minute walk on the shore. Two restaurants in the resort as well. Most of Lake Geneva has reopened. Boating, golfing, walking, good food, and clean air. And again, that sounds very inviting, or maybe it sounds a little too fast for some people. So, as Ginger says, be advised, huh? In the article that you guys had in your magazine, Ginger, you had places in Tennessee, in Wisconsin. You kind of had a wide swath of areas to consider, didn't you?
Yes. Well, we do cover throughout the Midwest. And, you know, obviously things are changing all the time, as you pointed out. I think some of the places you just talked about are excellent. You'd mentioned earlier parks and wide open spaces. You know, this might be the summer to go to South Dakota's Black Hills and Badlands. It might be the summer to drive all around Lake Michigan and stop at all the small towns, or to go up into Michigan's UP and be in kind of the wild places up there. Maybe it's the summer to go to the Flint Hills in Kansas. Or the North Shore of Minnesota, a great place to go where you can see so much and then still be outside and enjoy a lot of different things. So I think there's an awful lot of options out there. Just do your research and make sure you're comfortable and prepared with wherever you're going.
Are places like Mount Rushmore open? Can I go there?
In general, most of your national parks, and again, check the websites because they do vary, your national parks and national monuments are going to be open, but not necessarily their buildings or their restrooms, or maybe the guide services are not open. So again, be prepared. And I think you'll see that changing over the summer. I think you'll see some of those buildings starting to open up. There will be, say, more restroom options. But just know before you go so that you're not surprised.
Hey, John, the Creek Walk Inn and Cottages in Tennessee, the Great Smoky Mountains, charming innkeeper who is a poet and gourmet cook, secluded, surrounded by nature, swimming holes, blackberry picking, hiking, fireflies galore. Again, that sounds like that's the kind of vacation you're going to take this year, doesn't it?
Yes, I think you're going to want to look for those kind of really special experiences that feel a little secluded, maybe, but if you can get a pampering experience, well, so much the better. As you pointed out, you probably don't really want to cook the whole week because you're already doing that at home. So, if you can find that kind of thing, that would be great.
Interesting article. Midwest Living Magazine has some of these ideas. Ginger Creighton. Ginger, I'm out of time today, but will you come on with us next week and every week for the rest of the year and just kind of guide us through some of these things? Because I think we could use some tips and advice.
Well, we'll have to see what we can work out. I will say our July-August issue is coming out soon. It's got a lot to do with things to do around the water. So if you like water vacations, keep an eye out for that July-August issue.
Midwest Living Magazine. Thanks, Ginger. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks for having me on.